Hello there. No, wait, don't run away. Gotcha. Now, let me take a look at you. My. You are the tiniest thing I've ever... Hey! No, you stop it. Don't even try to... No. You see what you've made me do? I don't want to hold you tight like this. But if you try to break free again, I'm gonna have to, aren't I? Alright. Now, I'm gonna release you slightly. Try to run again, though, and I'll crush you. Do you understand? Now, like I said, I've never seen a creature so small before. In fact, if it weren't for your scent and the pounding of your little heart, I doubt I would have seen you at all. Now, what are you? A borrower? Like, from the movie? Well, I suppose I don't have any right to be surprised, but still... What am I? Well, I suppose it's only fair that I answer since you answered my question, but can you guess? No. Well, let me show you. See? You see that? I see you do. I'm a vampire, darling. And you really shouldn't be out at a time like this. Especially someone so little and... Oh, I'm sorry. You're just absolutely drenched in... Hey, what did I say about trying to escape? Why are you doing that anyway? We were having a nice conversation and... Yes, I'm a vampire. So what? I'm gonna eat you? Oh, that's cute. No. You are too tiny for me to eat, cutie. Well, I suppose I could still pop you in my mouth and chew on you like a mint. But actually sucking the blood from you? I don't think you'd last half a second. Actually, I'm pretty sure my fang is bigger than you. I mean, just how tall are you? 3, maybe 4 inches? You look quite snug there in my palm. Though, you really shouldn't be out here, cutie. It's not safe. I'm surprised someone hasn't stepped on you already. And the way that this rain's been coming down, you'll probably get pneumonia once you get where you're going. Speaking of which, just where is that exactly? You don't know. Are you homeless? No. Well, where are you from? You live in the city. Where? In a mouse hole or something? Okay. I'm sorry. It wasn't really that funny, but... it was a little bit. Hey. You're shivering. You must be pretty cold. Oh, of course you are. Poor thing. Well, I'd love to warm you up, but I don't think you're gonna find much heat on me, darling. I'm dead. My heart stopped beating a long time ago. Still, I think I have a... Ah, yes, a tissue. Now come here, cutie. There. I didn't hurt you, did I? Okay, good. You're just so tiny compared to me. It's insane. I'm pretty sure a normal human could just crush you with their pinky. And I'm a lot stronger than a normal person. Not that I would. I'm a nice vampire, little one. My name's Mara. What am I doing out here? Well, I was looking for someone to feed on, of course. Yes, I know what I said, but I still need to eat. Look, I'm nice about it, and I'll let you go. I could. But I'm worried about you, darling. I'm not the only creature on the prowl tonight. What if you, I don't know, get eaten by a lamia or snorted by a werewolf? I don't know that I could live with myself. Well, I probably could, but I'd feel bad about it. Still not gonna tell me where you're headed? Or where you're from? No? Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to take you home. No, don't freak out, little one. No, don't freak out, little one. No. Calm down. Just take a deep breath, like this. There we go. Now, I promise I won't hurt you. And at the same time, I'm not gonna let anyone else hurt you either. So, since you're unwilling to tell me where you live, I'll just have to bring you back to my place. Is that understood?
Hey, no, stop struggling. Listen to me,
You are going to calm down. You are going to relax and listen. Good. I'm going to place you in my pocket to keep you dry. And when I bring you out again, you'll be nice and safe. Now stay still. Are you all right in there? I know you can't respond right now, but I don't live far away anyway, so it doesn't matter. Still, I hope it's cozy in there. I kind of like the idea of you right next to me. All cute and bundled inside my pocket. The heat from your body. Oh, that's nice. You're only so tiny, but oh my goodness. I haven't felt a warmth like this in a long time. You're like my own little pocket heater. A girl could get used to this, you know. Oh, but don't you worry, we're almost there.
Hey, we're here. Do you like it?
Oh, calm down. I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. Jeez, I don't know how many more times I can say that. Just look at me, little one. No, don't worry. I'm not gonna hypnotize you again. And I'm really sorry for doing that. But I really needed to bring you here. It's not safe outside.
Oh, well, you're much safer here than you were before.
Now, I don't know what sent you out there in the rain, but it obviously wasn't good, was it? So, the way I see it, you can either go back out there and drown, or you can stay here and relax, safe with me. Someone who's gone out of their way to try and help you. And really, I mean, thinking about it, that's no choice at all, now is it? I didn't think so. I only want to help you. And my apartment is safe, warm, and dry. Yeah, I'll show it to you tomorrow. Right now, though, I'm pretty tired. And I can tell you are, too. So, come on, let's get some rest. No, I don't need to feed tonight. I'll be good for a few more days, at least. I appreciate the concern, though, cutie. Okay, so over here is where we'll be sleeping. What is it? It's a coffin, obviously. That's where I sleep.
You know, so the sun doesn't cook me alive.
Yes, I know I can pull the curtains, but it's just an extra layer of protection.
Oh, no, you're coming in with me. The amount of warmth coming from your body, oh, it is divine. Besides, you think I'm just gonna leave you out here so you can escape? No way.
No, don't you worry. Let's just get in here. And you can sleep with me.
Yeah.
There we go. Besides, that's why I'm going to bed so early. For you.
See? I'm being very considerate.
Alright, let me just grab the lid and... Oh, hey, why are you panicking now?
Not enough oxygen.
I don't need to breathe, sweetie. And you're so tiny, I doubt you'll need that much oxygen either. Now, come here.
Yeah. Just close your eyes and relax on my chest. Yeah. Everything's gonna be just fine. I promise. You're not gonna get trapped in here. Everything's all right. You're still panicking, but it's okay. I know you'll calm down. Hey, before I go, what's your name? That's a really nice name. Good night, cutie. I'm looking forward to...